Hey man, what you doing today?
I'm getting in my rocket and I'm flying away. This planet Earth is much too small for me.
Heading
to the stars to see what's there for me.
To the stars,
ooh, I'm flying away.
To the stars,
ooh, I'm leaving today.
The star from Earth is our big yellow sun. At 93 million miles, it is the closest one. And at 6,000 K, it's pretty hot stuff. But this just won't do. It's not quite far enough. To the stars, ooh,
I'm not gonna stay.
To the stars, ooh,
I'm flying further away.
It's Alpha Centauri, that's the next one I see. And at 4.3 light years, it's a system of three. We think one of the stars is just like our sun, but maybe someone lives there. Hey, that might be fun. To the stars, ooh,
I'm not gonna stay.
To the stars,
ooh, I'm flying further away.
As I speed in my craft and I'm shifting my gears, I see Barnard's star out here at 6 light years. It's a dim red dwarf, though not its claim of worth. It's the fastest star we know, and it's moving toward Earth. To the stars, ooh,
I'm not gonna stay.
To the stars, ooh,
I'm flying further away.
Next star out on this trek of mine is another red dwarf, Wolf 359. It's extremely dim and it's not very hot. It's also nice and small. I think I've found my spot. It's a comfortable orbit I'm in. I'll make like a planet and spin.
I'm glad I finally found this place.
Now I have my own time and space. Now I have my own time and space.